Welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege to read Parshas Vayetze. And the parsha begins with the dramatic story of the flight of Yaakov Avinu from the familial home to the house of Lavan. We're familiar with the story. By the end of last week's parsha, Esav is ready to kill Yaakov because of the whole of the events that went down surrounding the Bechor, the blessings of the firstborn. Rivka Imenu, under the guise of finding a shidduch for Yaakov, says to Yitzchak, you know, Yaakov needs to leave the house, he needs to go to my family. I don't want him to marry a girl from around here. I want him to go to my family. So Yaakov Avinu, again, leaves the familial home and embarks upon the journey to his uncle Lavan's house. And at the beginning of that journey, something amazing happens. The Torah says, Vayifka b'makom vayalen sham. Yaakov Avinu falls asleep in that place, in Harabayis, the very place where his father and his grandfather stood for the Akedah, and he has a dream. And in this dream, Yaakov Avinu has his first true dialogical encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's in that dream that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Yaakov Avinu, I will take care of you. The journey ahead of you is long, but I will be with you every single step of the way. I will take care of you materially. I will take care of you spiritually, and I will make sure that you are able to make it back to your familial home safely, securely, and in one piece. And it's in that dialogue that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says another haftach, another promise to Yaakov Avinu. And he says, this is in Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Yudal, chapter 28, verse 14. V'haya zaracha ke'afar ha'aretz. Ultimately, your offspring will be like the dirt or the dust of the earth. Numerous offspring. Ufaratz deyama v'kidma v'tzafona v'negba. And they will spread out again to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. Incredible. Now, this is not something new. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already made this promise before, and to Avram, to Yitzchak, that they're going to have numerous offspring. Now, the issue is there's two problems. Number one, so just to kind of frame it, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh points out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has expressed this promise in three different ways. That we will be as numerous as the stars in the sky, will be as numerous as the granules of sand, right on the coast, on the beach, right, kechol hayam, and also like the dirt of the earth, ka'afar ha'aretz. So the first question, the most basic question is, Klal Yisrael, we've always been a minority. We always have been a minority, we are a minority. So how do you understand that bracha, that we're going to be like the stars in the sky? Never happened. And it doesn't seem to be that there's a haftacha, that there's a promise in the future that we're going to be the dominant people of humanity. So first of all, what does it even mean when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Avos, and now in this week's parasha to Yaakov, that your offspring are going to be like the dirt, like the dust of the earth, like the sand on the shore, or like the stars in the sky? Again, if it's a numerical promise, it doesn't appear to have come to fruition. Question number two, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is why do you have to illustrate the promise in three different ways? I get the point. We're going to be numerous. So why do I have to say numerous, like the stars in the sky, like the granules of sand, and like the dirt of the earth? Why do they need to express that same promise in three different ways? And the Rebbe says something absolutely beautiful. The Rebbe says there's something unique about each of these three things. The Rebbe says, when it comes to the stars, he writes, listen to this, Kol kochav nivdal liatzmo, ve'ein lo shum mischabrus el chavero. When it comes to the stars, ultimately, again, every star is separate and independent. Stars are not attached to each other, right? You look up in the night sky. You know, if you ever go away, a place where there's not so much artificial light. So it's incredible. You see the beautiful stars in the sky, and maybe from a distance, they look like they're clumped together, but they're not. They're not. Each star is separate and distinct. He says, on the other hand, chol, sand. He says, gargirav tziburin v'ne'erabim gargiliat chavero, aval inam devukim zeloze. Sand is interesting because when you look at it, it looks cohesive. It looks together. But at the same time, you know, you could pull one granule out, right? You could isolate one granule from the collective chevra of sand, so to speak. And then he says, you come to Afara Aretz. You come to the earth. You come to the dust, to the dirt. He says, Varaka Afar Levado, Nitan Bitchunos Segulis, Lehidobek Ahadodi, Velios Gush Echad. Dirt is different. Dirt is a clump, right? You can't really isolate like a piece of dirt like you could a granule of sand, right? A granule of sand is its own, each granule is its own independent entity, and could be easily separated from the rest of the handful or the beachful of dirt. So of sand, excuse me. When it comes to dirt, dirt is a gush, right? A gush, it's a clod of earth. It's a cohesive entity. And the Baal Shem Tov says something absolutely amazing. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling the Avos was not a numerical promise. Because at the end of the day, we've never been as numerous as the stars, or as the granules of sand, or as the dirt or the dust. It's never happened. It's never happened. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching the Avos about the greatness of Klal Yisrael. On one hand, we're like stars. We're like stars, right? And what does it mean we're like stars? Every single Yid, every single Jew has an independent identity, has a different tachlis, has a different purpose. Each of us are here because we have something uniquely individualistic to go ahead and contribute. My contribution to the world is not your contribution, and your contribution is not someone else's contribution. Each of us is here because we have a unique tachlis, a unique purpose, just like every star occupies its own unique space in the cosmos. Each of us has a unique identity, and this is so incredibly important, because as much as we all have the same 613 mitzvot, the same Torah, the same Shulchan Aruch, the same Ribono Shel Olam, the Ribono Shel Olam also wants individuality from us. He wants me to find my unique lane, so to speak. Again, it's got to be a lane within Torah, and it's got to be a lane within Shulchan Aruch, and it's got to be a lane within Halacha, and it's got to be a lane within the framework of proper Avodas Hashem, but there's still a unique lane for me. There's a unique lane for each of us. There's a unique contribution. But then again, we're also like the sand. And what's the chap with the sand? The sand is very cohesive. But the truth is, if you go ahead and you put sand in your hand and you open your fingers a little bit, granule by granule begins to shift through, right? Begins to sift through. And then you could be left with a granule here, a granule there. So sand represents the ability to be cohesive, to be together, while at the same time also still maintaining that star-like individuality. So there's cohesion, but it's not complete cohesion. And then there's something amazing. Then there's earth. And what's earth? Earth, right? Dust, dirt. It's a mass. It's a gush. It's a clod. It's together. It's together. It's one unified mass that cannot be distinguished into disparate parts. There's a level of achdus. There's a level of unity where almost like individuality goes away and we just become part of one mass of Klal Yisrael, of one entity of Klal Yisrael. And this says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, are the three different levels. And by the way, they're not mutually exclusive. They actually could all be in existence all at the same time. In any given moment, I am a star, I am a granule of sand, and I am a cloud of earth. In any given moment, there have to be parts of my individuality that I have. I have to be an individual. I can't just fade into the group. I can't just fade into the collective, because there's something unique that I have to give, that I have to do, that I have to contribute. And in this respect, I am different than you, and you're different than me. But at the same time, and again, that individuality, it doesn't preclude you from achdus. Because after all, think about it. Sand, each individual, each granule is separate, but yet it's still, you look at the beach and the sand is all together. So I could have my individuality. I could have my individuality, but there could still absolutely be achdus, unity. But then there's a higher level of achdus. There's a different level of achdus. There's afar achdus. There's dirt. There's earth achdus. And earth achdus is when almost like there's not individuality. And all there is, is putting aside almost some of the individuality pieces in order to be able to become a cohesive, comprehensive, harmonious, unbreakable unit, a clod of Klal Yisrael, a gush of Klal Yisrael. That, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, is even a higher level of achdus. And what's incredible, if you think about it, is what's the difference between earth and sand? I don't know if this is true scientifically, but just the layman's perspective. The difference often could be in the moisture. Because the earth often has so much moisture in it, it keeps everything together. The sand, on the other hand, doesn't have the same level of moisture, so everything is able to be disparate pieces. And perhaps on a deeper level, what the Rebbe is teaching us is that sometimes when there's the moisture, And what's the moisture? It's the tears of Klal Yisrael. It's the heartbreak of Klal Yisrael. Sometimes it's that moisture that transforms us from sand into earth. It's the moisture that transforms us from the chol into the gush, into the afar. Sometimes it's the heartbreak that brings us together to a heightened level of achdus that cannot be achieved without the moisture of our tears, without the moisture of our sadness, without the moisture of our loss. Three different levels. But what's incredible, says the Rebbe, is that if you look at the pasuk, it's incredible. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, "Vayazar achaka afar ha'aretz." So again, you'll have this level of achdus, like earth achdus, gush achdus, karka achdus, land achdus. Ufaratzda yama vakima v'tzafona v'negva. Here's what's incredible. Once you achieve earth achdus, once you achieve gush achdus, clod achdus, then the truth is, even if everybody goes off in their own geographic areas, we're still united. And dear friends, is this not what we're living through right now? We are zocha now to live in a time of v'haya zaracha ke'afar ha'aretz. We're not like stars right now. We're not even like sand right now. We're like afar ha'aretz. We have klad achdus, gush achdus, earth unity, afar dirt unity, where because of all of the tears that we have shed over the last number of weeks, we are united. We are together. There's an achdus. And therefore, even though we are geographically separated, right here we are in America, 6,000 miles away from our brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, but yet we could still be ba'achdus. Because ultimately, again, when the tears of Klal Yisrael fall into the earth, moisten the afar, it becomes a cohesive klal, a cohesive unit. And therefore, even if we are geographically separate, we are all still united. That's the beauty of the heartbreaking times in which we are living. It's the very tears that we have shed, the very losses that we have endured, that have allowed us to come together, literally again as one people, as one clod of earth, we are united. And of course, as time goes on, we have to try to keep this unity and integrate all the other pieces as well, because we have to be stars. Each of us has to shine in our own way, make our own unique contribution. And sometimes, again, we have to be sand, because sometimes, again, you can't necessarily be together all the time for every single thing. So there's the ability to be together, but there's also the ability to separate out a little bit when necessary. But we have to revel in the fact that right now we have this V'haya Zaracha Ke'afar Ha'aretz. This very bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave uniquely to Yaakov. Remember, Yaakov was given this bracha on his way out to Galus. On his way out to Galus, he was given the bracha that Emir Hashem, your children should reach a level of Achdus, where they are one cohesive unit. There is no individual members of Klal Yisrael. There's only a singular beating heart of the nation. This was the bracha that Yaakov was given upon going into Galus. And it's the bracha that we are zocha to enjoy now. But like every bracha, you got to work hard to keep it. You have to work hard to keep it. And especially in Meretz Hashem, we hope this to be a week where there are going to be hostages that are freed, hostages who come home. And even though, again, of course, there's much discussion and much, I'm sure our leaders in Eretz Yisrael probably had to weigh any variety of different considerations, but we hope with all of our hearts that Emirat Hashem, this will be a week in which more members of Klal Yisrael are able to rejoin their families. And halavai, the trickle should turn into a steady stream. And we know that for every hostage that comes home and for every ceasefire, there may be something else that ultimately, again, is going to happen down the road. But sometimes in life, we just have to focus on the bracha when we have it right in front of us. There's more granules of sand joining the mix. There's more stars being added to our national cosmos. And the earth becomes just a little bit more cohesive, a little bit more solidified. May Bizoche Emirat Hashem to maximize the tears that we have shed over the last number of weeks. Bizoche to use them to bring the disparate pieces of earth together. And halavai, the achdus that we are experiencing now should remain with our people for many years to come. Wishing everyone a good night of Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.